From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Russia's Federal Security Service, or FSB, said that the computer networks of about 20 Russian organizations, government agencies, and defense contractors have been infected with malware designed for cyber espionage. The virus and the way the networks were infected bear similar characteristics to the software used in high-profile cyber espionage cases in Russia and worldwide, the FSB said in a statement on its website Saturday. Syrian state media report dozens of families have been fleeing the besieged city of Aleppo after government forces opened a humanitarian corridor. The city had been sealed off for weeks as Syrian forces bombarded the city. UN officials and aid groups have demanded the Syrian government open routes to the city for aid deliveries, warning the estimated 300,000 people there are facing dire food shortages. The special UN envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, says the situation in Aleppo is getting worse.
The situation is extremely serious, no doubt. There is probably, we heard, 2 to 3 weeks of supply. And in view of the bombing of the warehouses, medical facilities, bakeries, and the need of treating wounded people when, in fact, the facility, medical facility are being hit, the humanitarian situation is getting more and more concerning. The city is de facto besieged because it is almost militarily completely encircled.
Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A 33-year-old man in Belgium has been arrested on terrorism charges and accused of intending to commit murder during a terror plot that apparently was still in the planning stages. The suspect, identified only as Nouradine H., was detained during a series of house searches late Friday in the city of Liège and the Mons region, which includes NATO military headquarters. The Belgian Federal Prosecutor's Office said Nouradine's brother, Hamza H., was detained at the same time but released later without any charges. Authorities released no details about the terror plot, such as when or where attackers intended to strike. An official statement said only that an investigation indicated the man under arrest was planning to carry out an attack somewhere in Belgium. 2 weeks after an abortive coup attempt in Turkey caused an upheaval in military ranks and throughout much of the government, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan may be slowly easing some of the purges instituted since rogue members of the armed forces plotted to overthrow him. Other signals from his administration, however, show no let-up in post-coup reprisals. More than 750 soldiers arrested since the coup attempt are being released, state media reported Saturday. Another 231 members of the military remain in custody. Turkish-Russian relations look set to be one of the main beneficiaries of the failed coup. Even before it, bilateral ties were improving after Turkey downed a Russian bomber operating from a Syrian base. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
In the aftermath of the bloody coup attempt, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was quick to confirm a planned meeting with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, now set for August 9th in St. Petersburg. Observers say Putin is likely to try and exploit anger in Ankara over what it perceives as the late response of its Western allies in condemning the coup. Rebuilding Turkish-Russian relations is already well underway. Deputy Prime Minister Mehmet Şimşek led a high-level delegation to Moscow to repair business ties between the countries, damaged by Turkey's downing of a Russian bomber on the Syrian border late last year. Şimşek, during his visit to Moscow, resurrected the term strategic partnership, originally coined by Putin during his visit to Ankara in December 2014. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
In an emotional speech at the Democratic National Convention this week, Khazir Khan, the father of a Muslim American soldier killed in Iraq, praised his son and criticized Republican candidate Donald Trump. Trump responded to Khan in an interview Saturday with ABC Television, saying he's made sacrifices and created thousands of jobs. Trump plans to campaign in the industrial states of Ohio and Pennsylvania on Monday. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.